Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Mental health is now talked about more than ever, which is awesome. I mean, I don't have to tell you that it's a primary focus of On Purpose. But on a day-to-day basis, many people don't know where to turn or which tools can help. Over the past couple of years, I've been working with Calm to make mental wellness accessible and enjoyable, or as I like to say, fun and easy. Calm has all sorts of content to help you reduce anxiety and stress, build mindful habits, improve sleep, and generally feel better in your daily life. So many bite-sized options from the most knowledgeable experts in the world, along with renowned meditation teachers. You can also check out my 7-minute daily series to help you live more mindfully each and every day. Right now, listeners of On Purpose get 40% off a subscription to Calm Premium at calm.com/J. That's calm.com/JAY for 40% off. Calm your mind, change your life. There are people whose opinion matter in specific areas of your life. There are very few people whose opinions matter across the entirety of your life. And I think that's the challenge. We often take people we love and trust as their opinion matters across every area of my life.
The number one health and wellness podcast.
Jay Shetty.
Jay Shetty.
The one, the only Jay Shetty.
Hey everyone, welcome back to On Purpose. I am so grateful that you're locked in right now. The amount of you that are listening on Spotify, on Apple, leaving your reviews makes such a huge difference. And I hope that you're going back into our back catalog of previous episodes as well. Make sure you're not missing out on anything because I know that there's been some updates on the apps. I want to make sure that you don't miss out. Subscribe, come back every Monday and Friday for new episodes. And of course, remember, we have 500 episodes from the last 5 years that you can go back to if you're a new listener. Whether you've listened to one episode, welcome. Whether you're listening to your 500th episode, welcome back. I am Jay Shetty, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Today's theme is stop caring about what people think and the signs that we care too much about what people think. Now, the reason I dove into this topic is because I think we've all had a situation with our friends where someone sends a decision they're about to make to the group chat, and they say, what do you think I should say on my dating profile? Or what do you think about this guy that I'm dating? Or what do you think about this job opportunity that's out there? Or what do you think about what I should wear to the party this weekend? Now, there's nothing wrong about that. It's harmless. It's totally normal. It's natural for us to seek validation from the people around us, to seek insight from the people around us. But often what we find is that we've gone down a hole where we make decisions, choices, and big directives in our life based on what other people think. A lot of us, when we're young, chose subjects at school based on what our parents thought. We chose where we went to college, maybe because of some friends. We maybe even chose what city we live in because we were in a romantic relationship until it didn't work out. And so many of our decisions, some of our biggest decisions in life, are made aligned with other people's values and not always with our own values. And this episode is all about us really getting clear on that. It's not bad to make a decision based on someone else's value if that value aligns with us. It's not bad if we're conscious and aware, but it's really important that we recognize it. So I want to talk to you a bit about the signs that we care too much about what other people think of us, because sometimes it can be so subtle, right? It's not always so obvious as you buy the same clothes or go to the same places. It can be a lot more subtle. One of the first ways or signs that shows we care too much is that we can be easily swayed. So we often take this as a feeling of, oh, I'm laid back. I'm open to anything. I'll do whatever you want. And really, it's because we're scared of sharing our opinion because we're scared that people may not want to do that. Maybe it's deciding what movie to watch or what restaurant to go to. You end up at a horror movie even though you absolutely hate them, and you end up eating a particular cuisine even though it's your least favorite. You're easily swayed because there's a part of you that doesn't want to be the one to cause conflict. There's a part of you that doesn't want to be the one to stand out. Now, you may be easygoing. You genuinely may not care, and that's probable too. But for those of you that are thinking, you know what, I do get easily swayed. I do find it easy to sacrifice and give up on what I really care about and what I want, this is an important note. Now, I'm not saying that the way to do this is to fight for everything you want or to retaliate, because often we've been giving people the permission. Often we're not easily swayed because someone's persuading us or negotiating with us. We're easily swayed because we allow ourselves to be. So this is something that we can set better boundaries around. Now, the second sign is you struggle to turn things down. You struggle to say no, right? Someone says to you, oh, you're coming out tomorrow night, right? And even though you had other plans, even though you knew you didn't want to go, you said, yeah, I'll be there. And then the whole next 24 hours, you're going, why did I say yes? I just want to stay indoors. I don't want to go anywhere. But now you've said yes. You struggle with saying no. You struggle with being clear. Because we care about what people think. We're hoping that people don't think we're boring, that people don't think that we're not a good time, that people don't stop inviting us, right? We're worried about all of these things. Another sign is that we are self-proclaimed people pleasers. We know that we're constantly trying to shapeshift. We're constantly trying to be malleable because all we want to do is please others. Not because we genuinely want to please them by who we are, but by actually disconnecting from who we are. Another one is you outsource your choices, right? So someone else is making a decision about what you wear. Someone else is making a decision about the color of your couch. Someone else is making a decision about something else, right? You're basically saying, guys, can you make the decision for me? Because I don't want to make decisions. And in that way, we almost do that because a part of us doesn't want to take responsibility. We'd rather be able to say, oh yeah, but they told me it was a good idea. I thought it was a good idea. And again, it comes from a lack of trust in ourselves. Now, these are all very normal things. This doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you not strong. It doesn't make you not bold. It doesn't make you not a good person. These are things that we all struggle with, and I still struggle with too, right? I remember a couple of weeks ago when I'd already made plans and I had to say no to someone and it broke my heart. I still feel bad when I have to do that. But I started looking into it, and a lot of the science and research suggests that we have to care what people think in order to develop closeness, right? We have to care what people think in order to feel a sense of belonging. That's what belonging is all about. And belonging is a core tenet in life. We need it, right? If you feel a part of a team, you feel we all support the same team. So I do care about what you think, right? If we're going to the same place of worship or we go to the same community center, we think to ourselves, yeah, I want to feel like I fit in. And the list goes on and on and on. And the truth is, if we didn't care about what people think, the world would be chaotic. Can you imagine if everyone on planet Earth didn't care what anyone thought? That would lead to chaos. If you've ever played GTA, that's what it would be like, right? Where there's no consequences. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. And I mean, yes, the cops will come after you, but the reality is that you kind of live in a way that it doesn't matter what you do because it's not real. So imagine if we lived in a world where everyone did exactly what they wanted. Although it's a nice idea in theory, in practice, it could be extremely, extremely worrying. And so the part that we have to understand is there are moments in our life where it is healthy to listen to others, where it is healthy to care about what other people think. And I want to start with that. I want to start with, when should we care about what other people think? One of the ways that I found it really useful is if someone has been through an experience previously to you. Think about a basic example. Someone's been to a country before you. Someone has been to a concert before you. I'm not saying that their experience will be your experience, but their advice, their insight may be useful. If you want to start a podcast, speaking to someone who started a podcast and asking them, what are some of the challenges you came up against? What are some of the things you were surprised by? What are some of the things that were easier than you thought? Being able to talk to someone who's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years into an experience allows you to understand something deeply. You can care about what they think. And notice there's a difference between caring about what people think and what people think of you. I think these two things are often convoluted, right? It's like, I can care about your opinion as your opinion and still not make it my noise and my opinion. And I think we don't understand how to filter and how to create a distance between these two things that automatically when someone says something, we subconsciously make it our own. And so I really want you to consider in your life, when have you listened to people and it's been really powerful and useful? I can honestly say I had a conversation with someone the other day. They shared so many great insights with me. It was all about Juni, which of course is mine and my wife's sparkling adaptogenic tea. And for those of you who haven't tried it, please do. It's one of our favorite things that we've been working on. It's a real passion project. And as we've been building Drink Juni, as a company and as a brand, we've had to take advice from other beverage entrepreneurs who've done it before us because we're complete novices. And at that point, it is important that I care about what they think, right? It's also important to care about what people think when it's a group of people that you trust, a group of people that you recognize have different things to offer you. So there are four C's of connection. The first one is care. There are some people that care about you. So you care about what they think when it comes to caring about you. If you want to know who has your best interest at heart, this is the group to go to. The second one is consistency. There are certain people who are consistently there for you. They've always been around. They'll always be around because they are just in your life. Again, you care about what they think about you in that specific area. I couldn't be more excited to share something truly special with all you tea lovers out there. And even if you don't love tea, if you love refreshing, rejuvenating, refueling sodas that are good for you, listen to this. Radhi and I poured our hearts into creating Juni Sparkling Tea with adaptogens for you because we believe in nurturing your body, and with every sip, you'll experience calmness of mind, a refreshing vitality, and a burst of brightness to your day. Juni is infused with adaptogens that are amazing natural substances that act like superheroes for your body to help you adapt to stress and find balance in your busy life. Our Super 5 blend of these powerful ingredients include green tea, ashwagandha, acerola cherry, and lion's mane mushroom, and these may help boost your metabolism, give you a natural kick of caffeine, combat stress, pack your body with antioxidants, and stimulate brain function. Even better, Juni has zero sugar and only 5 calories per can. We believe in nurturing and energizing your body while enjoying a truly delicious and refreshing drink. So visit drinkjuni.com today to elevate your wellness journey and use code ONPURPOSE to receive 15% off your first order. That's drinkjuni.com. And make sure you use the code ONPURPOSE. I think what I'm trying to say is that there are people whose opinion matter in specific areas of your life. There are very few people whose opinions matter across the entirety of your life. And I think that's the challenge. We often take people we love and trust, people that have known us for a long time, as their opinion matters across every area of my life. And often, sometimes we trust someone who barely knows us with their opinion of our entire life. The third one is competency. This is a really, really important point that I want to make. Often, we care about what people think about us, even when they're not experts in the field. And this is potentially one of the most damaging times we care about what people think, because not only are they not an expert, they may not be that close to us, yet their opinion matters to us so much, right? Have you thought about that before? Maybe you're working on a project and then someone shares their opinion on it. Now, I'm not saying there may not be any value in what they're saying, but if they're not an expert in that space, it doesn't make sense. I often say that to my friends when my friends are asking me for advice about a particular career path. And I'll stop and I'll say to them, I know nothing about that industry. I can give you some life principles. I can give you some thought about how humans interact in that space. And I can share some ancient wisdom and science that I've read. But I can't really give you an example because that industry is something I don't have experience with. And I think that's a really important trait of the people around you as well, who can own up to when they don't know. So, and the last one is character. There are people in your life who you know when you want to test whether you're doing something that's aligned and of the right values, then these people carry that character. So you've got care, consistency, competence, and character. When you do care about what people think, make sure they fit into one of these four categories and you allow them to have an impact based on that category. So that's all about choosing your friends wisely. Some people will have an opinion about everything, right? They'll have an opinion about what you're wearing, who you're dating, how much money you make, what home you live in. And that can be really hard if someone has an opinion about everything you're doing, because if they're close to you, it starts to become relevant. So choose your friends wisely and recognize who are your friends that you value because they care for you. Who's the list of people that you value because they're competent? Who are the consistent people? And who are the people of high character? I actually want you to write down those four words and make lists of people in your life so that the next time you're struggling with one of those areas, you have someone you can reach out to. And the next time you get some unsolicited insight, you get some unsolicited answers from one of these people, you can actually think, well, wait a minute, do they fit into this category of the advice they're giving? This is a great filtering tool. Like if someone's giving me career advice, but that's not their forte, and that isn't something they understand, it doesn't mean that I don't think there's value in it. It just means that I still have to live my life and I can't be sidetracked, because otherwise everyone's opinion is relevant at all times. I hope that makes sense. It's compassionate and kind, but it has to be clear as well. This one's a huge one. Don't be someone who gossips about others. Because if you talk about others, you'll always assume people are talking about you. Let me say that again. If you gossip about others, you'll always think others are gossiping about you. You'll always feel that other people are talking about you, because that's what you're doing in your spare time. In your spare time, you're looking at someone else going, can't believe they wore that, can't believe they did that, can't believe they're dating so-and-so, can't believe. And if you're having that conversation, you're basically creating a projection. See, the reason why when someone does something really bad to us, it's really hard for us to understand, because we're like, we would never do that to someone, right? We think to ourselves, well, I would never, ever do that to you. So you can't even wrap your head around it sometimes. And so similarly, when you're treating people a certain way, like if you're thinking a lot about other people, in your head, you're thinking, well, they must be thinking about me. We project our own insecurities onto the behaviors of others. We project our own challenges onto the behavior of others. And so that's really, really important that we recognize that we don't want to be someone who's gossiping or talking about others and then struggling because we are lost in that mindset. And apart from that, it's just not unhealthy. If we're constantly speaking about others, we don't have time to speak about really big ideas, dreams, goals, things we're working on, how we're improving ourselves. And it's a slippery slope. And we often justify that we're doing it for the right reason, but we all know that there are better things to focus on for our own growth. Number three, really important, be clear about how you feel about yourself. What is important to you? In Think Like a Monk, chapter one, I give you an auditing exercise. The auditing exercise is writing down what you think you currently value. And remember, what you value is not what you think you value, it's what you spend your money, your time, and your energy on. I always say to people that your schedule and your expense report shows you more about what you value than what you think in your head. So for example, what's your greatest expenditure? Is it truly on family because you say you value family? Or is it on personal expenses? Right? When you say your schedule, if you say you truly value your work, but then your work doesn't make up that much of your day. So when we analyze our money and our time outgoing, that shows us what we value. And what I'm asking you here is be clear about what you value and whether it's actually showing up in your life. The audit exercise is writing down a list of your current values and then asking yourself where you got it from. So write down a list of your values, write down a list of where you got them from, and then ask yourself, do I still want this value? I'll give an example. There may be someone who has a value that they like to spend a lot. And then when they reflect on where they got that value, they realize they got that value from a parent. And now when they reflect on their value themselves, they go, actually, this value is not serving me. This value is not helping me build a good life. I actually want to change my value. This is how we get clear about our values. When we get really clear about our values, we now, even if the result isn't in our favor, we still feel okay. I've had this experience, right? And you've probably had it too, where like you do something, it makes no sense to anyone, but because it made sense to you, you think to yourself, you know what? That's okay. It's okay, right? But oftentimes we do things without a sense of personal clarity. We take steps without being open and honest with ourselves.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/onpurpose to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/onpurpose. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Ah, summer.
The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or take your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. After all, we all agree that food just tastes better when you're outside, right? Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Number 4. Opinions don't impact your reality. I want this one to sink in. Close your eyes and hear me say this. Opinions don't become your reality. What they do is that they can become your thoughts. Often, we think if someone says something, then that's just how it's going to go. It's not true. If someone thinks your business isn't going to work, that doesn't mean anything. If someone thinks your podcast is a bad idea, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. If someone doesn't think that what you're doing helps people, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And what I've realized is that a lot of us get so lost in trying to overvalue what someone feels that we undervalue doing the work. So when someone else's opinions become your own thoughts, that's when it really starts to hurt. That's when it really starts to dismantle you. And so what we have to be careful of is we have to recognize that everyone's entitled to their opinion, but we can't make it a part of our inner dialogue. We can't make it a part of our inner thought process. Here's an activity I want you to do for step number 5. I want you to think of your 3 best decisions you've made in life. The best decisions you ever made, that you could see afterwards that they were the best decisions. So if I was to choose mine, one would be choosing to become a monk, one would be leaving to become a monk, and the third one would be starting the podcast. For example, I could pick many others, but those would be 3 that I would consider to be really good decisions in my life, some of my best decisions. So I want you to make a list of your 3 best decisions. Now, I want you to think about it, because I guarantee that your 3 best decisions in life weren't based on other people's opinions. I'm pretty sure that your best 3 decisions in life maybe even made others feel uncomfortable. I remember when I chose to become a monk, people didn't think that was the best idea. And when I left being a monk, people didn't think that was the best idea. When I wanted to start my podcast, people didn't think it was the best idea, right? A lot of people didn't actually. I didn't have a lot of validation for those 3 decisions. But I was really sure that this was going to be good for me, that I was really passionate about the decisions I was making. And I truly believe that your best decisions in life were not influenced by someone else. Now, that doesn't mean you didn't get inspiration. It doesn't mean that other people didn't positively impact it. But what I find is that they weren't based on the opinion of others. And I want you to take confidence in that. I want you to take confidence in the fact that you have made brilliant decisions in the past, and they were brilliant because you weren't being impacted by other people's opinions. Right? If other people's opinions align with you, that's great. But you have to ask yourself, is it actually making you feel uncomfortable to pursuing the path that someone else thinks is good for you? Number 6, people are not thinking about you as much, as often, or as deeply as you think they are. Let me say that again. Take this one in, let it sink in. People are never thinking about you as much, as often, or as deeply as you think they are. We think that people are sitting there just thinking about us, that they're talking about us. And I wish I could find the studies on how much time people actually spend thinking about you. And I promise you, it is less than 1% of their day. I think we have something like 45 thoughts per minute or something like that. I promise you, there aren't that many thoughts that are about you. Most of our challenge with that is we're thinking it. We're thinking that people are thinking it about us. Going back to my favorite Charles Horton Cooley quote, which you've heard me say a million times, but I'm going to say it again because it's my favorite. Charles Horton Cooley said, "I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am." Right? Let that blow your mind for a moment. He said, "I am what I think you think I am." So we think we know what other people are thinking about us, and we base our perception of ourselves on that. So if I think you think I'm weak, then I feel weak. If I think you think I'm strong, then I feel strong. We want to get out of that inception, right? And the last point I wanted to make, seventh point, place value on the source based on their qualities and attributes. Don't misplace. Don't overvalue someone's opinion without really understanding where they're coming from and the place with which it's coming from. Is it coming from the place of wanting to invest in your growth? Is it coming from being a well-wisher? Where is it coming from? Recognizing that intention can make a huge difference. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope this episode helps you. I hope it sparks a conversation. I hope you share it with a friend. Remember, I am always rooting for you. I want you to win, and I'm in your corner forever. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Get excited for Monday and come back and go back through all the episodes and catch up on some of those too. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this conversation. If you enjoyed it, you'll love my chat with Adam Grant on why discomfort is the key to growth and the strategies for unlocking your hidden potential. If you know you want to be more and achieve more this year, go check it out right now.
You set a goal today, you achieve it in 6 months, and then by the time it happens, it's almost a relief. There's no sense of meaning and purpose. You sort of expected it, and you would have been disappointed if it didn't happen.
I'm a huge planner. So whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Herbs have been a huge part of my wellness journey, thanks to my Indian roots. My mom introduced them to me, and I saw firsthand how they worked wonders for both body and mind. And when it comes to keeping my digestion in check, slippery elm bark and ginger root are my go-tos. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has over 50 years sourcing these herbs and many more that can promote digestive health. Visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements through June 30. Terms apply. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.